Now, as we're speaking this morning, the price of a barrel of Brent crude is up by 5.4% to $95.27. No sign of a resolution on the Strait of Hormuz, and no sign of a lowering of those oil prices, which feed through, of course, to the petrol pumps and the diesel pumps right around the country. And through the fuel protests and other things, have had a lot of people talking and thinking about the trips they take. And a lot of you asking us questions in relation to carpooling and whether it's worth getting involved, whether it's worth carpooling. Some people have done it already, I imagine, particularly when it comes to sporting events, to save on petrol and diesel. But what are the legalities around it for workplaces, but for people who decide, yes, we're going the same direction in order to save money from very high prices, we're going to carpool. A lot of questions coming in from our listeners over the last number of weeks in relation to insurance. With regards to it, well, we have got Michael Horan from Insurance Ireland with us on the line to talk about this in more detail. Michael, good morning to you and thanks for taking the time to talk to us on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, how does it work from the point of view of insurance? I know there's a question of obviously employers and employees here, but if you're two people going to the same destination or maybe two colleagues working in the same place, are there insurance implications for giving somebody a lift?
Well, excuse me, Jerry, the position really is carpooling does not have an impact on your motor insurance as long as your vehicle cannot carry more than 8 passengers and as long as the passengers are not being carried as part of a business of carrying passengers and as long as the total contributions received don't involve an element of profit. So as long as you're not doing it for business purposes or you're not making a profit out of it, there's no problem in terms of your motor insurance. If you were doing it for business or profit, you'd be needing a small public service vehicle license. You'd effectively be a taxi or a hackney. But just carpooling itself, that's fine.
Okay, and with that in mind, is there an element of if you are working, if you're travelling for work and driving somebody to take them to their place of work, does that come into it at all?
Well, if you're all, in general terms, like carpooling, it makes sense. You know, you're saving money, you're saving the cost of fuel and parking fees and so on. If both of you are going in the same direction, it makes perfect sense to carpool, and there's no issue about it in terms of motor insurance.
Yeah. If there's a crash, Michael, it just follows the same way as if you were driving and bringing a friend to a music concert or something like that. You were sharing a trip.
Exactly, yeah. It should be the same position as if there was a crash in any other context. You know, the policy is covering you for your liability to third parties and so on for injury or damage. And that would be the same for carpooling. It's built into the cover.
Okay, built into the cover. So, therefore, if you are in that car with the other person, if you're driving or there, maybe you're sharing it over the course of the week, it'll be the same for their insurance and your insurance. Now, obviously, there's differences if it's third-party fire and theft for your own cover or fully comprehensive, but that's the same within the insurance policy.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, carpooling, it's there are benefits to it, and it's very simple in terms of insurance. And obviously, as you said at the outset, you know, we all hope that the war in the Middle East will end soon and oil supplies will recover to what they were. But in the meantime, we have to deal with the problem we have, and definitely carpooling can help that.
Yeah, yeah. And does that hold as well, Michael, for the same principle, I suppose, if you're, and you don't see it much now, maybe we'll see it more with people who are travelling on the roads. If you pick up a hitchhiker and you travel to an area, if something happens, does that make any difference?
No, it doesn't. People have done this for years. People have carpooled for years. They give people lifts. They pick up hitchhikers and so on. The motor insurance policy covers you for your legal liability to for injury to third parties and for damage to their property. So that's what the cover is, and carpooling makes sense. It always has done. It makes more sense than ever now, I would say.
Yeah.
Because of the fuel problems that we have, and it's a simple mechanism to set up a carpooling arrangement with your neighbours or your friends or your work colleagues or whatever.
Okay, all right, and that is the situation. Michael, I'll ask you another question, and this is in relation to the cost of the insurance policies. Where are they going to be going at the moment? Are they going to be affected by what we're seeing here in the general inflation?
Well, we cannot comment, Gerry, on premium trends. The market is very competitive, and insurance companies make their own decisions on price. We know from central bank reports that the average premium went up by about 4% in the first half of 2025. But if you're looking at the CSO figures now, they show that premiums are down actually 2% over the last year. So in terms of where premiums will go, it's impossible for me to say. It depends on the cost of claims and so on.
And the cost of parts, and that comes into maybe international logistics as well. We'll see where that one goes. But that's where things stand at the moment. Michael, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me about that on the programme this morning. Oh, there was one other issue that I wanted to reference with you as well. And this is, I suppose, the wider context. Now, it's a Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland issue, but they're calling for a new system to help reduce the number of uninsured vehicles on Irish roads. That's something you would welcome, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we would welcome that, you know, because, you know, there are more than 200,000 uninsured vehicles on the road. And I think in Ireland, the way the law works at the moment, you can only be penalised if you're driving a vehicle without valid insurance. Whereas in other countries, the onus is on the owner of the vehicle to insure it. So the owner is legally required to insure the vehicle at all times. And what they do, say, for example, in the UK, is they take a list of the registered vehicles and they compare it with the insured vehicles. And that enables them to identify any uninsured vehicles easily. And they issue fines on a daily basis to vehicles which have been uninsured for 28 days, and if they haven't done something about it after 56 days, they get a fixed charge notice, and if they haven't done something about it after 182 days, you're prosecuted. So it does mean that it's easier to clamp down on uninsured driving, and it is important to do that. It's all about making the road safer and making sure honest policyholders don't have to pay for dishonest policyholders.
Yeah.
So we would support that. I think it would be a good idea that the owner is legally required to insure the road vehicle at all times.
Okay, just one point, final point on carpooling. A listener wants to know, if you have an accident while driving someone or giving them a lift, can they put in a claim against you and you'd lose your no claims bonus? Is that a possibility?
Say that again, Sherry.
If you have an accident while giving someone a lift while carpooling, if you have an accident, can they put in a claim against you and you'd lose your no-claims bonus, depending on the nature of the accident?
Are you saying if your
passenger?
Passenger can put in a claim against you. Yeah, well, to third parties. And third parties includes your passenger. So if you crash the car and it's your fault and the passenger is injured, the passenger would have the right to claim against you. But that would be the same in any situation.
Yeah.
Not just
yeah.
a carpooling situation. It would be the same in any situation.
If you're giving anyone a lift to anything, it doesn't yeah. change because of carpooling.
Yeah. It's a legal issue. You know, if you're injured in a car crash, that's not your fault. You have a cause of action against whoever is at fault for the accident.
Okay. All right, Michael, listen, thanks for talking to us about that one this morning and clearing it up for us. That's Michael Horan there in relation to the insurance situation. Michael Horan, who's Manager of Regulation and Policy Development at Insurance Ireland. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you on the show. Give us your thoughts and your comments on it. The Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland is making that call today, by the way, for the use of a system called Continuous Vehicle Coverage to lower the level of uninsured driving. Under the CVC system, which is already used widely across Europe, the owner is legally required to insure their vehicle at all times once they take ownership. Registered vehicles can then be compared with insured vehicles, allowing any that are uninsured to be easily identified. It's worked very well in the UK, according to the MIBI, where the number of insured vehicles, uninsured vehicles, dropped from 6% to 2.5% following its introduction. That's what Michael was talking about there. This is under the UK system. Notice of fines are issued to owners of vehicles that have been uninsured for 28 days or more, and it cut it by two-thirds, the level of uninsured vehicles. So maybe something that should be done here. And then we'll all hopefully be paying a little bit less in our insurance, because we have to pay the MIBI to pay for the uninsured drivers. Give us your thoughts on that. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today.